Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Deptford Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, September 13th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a nickel at 691, December wheat down a penny and a half at 857 and a quarter, and November beans up 3.5 cents at 1491 and three quarters. The beans finished 17 cents off their highs. The CPI came out hotter than expected. It broke the stock market. It's currently down about 600 points, rallied the dollar more than a full penny. We're back to 109.40. We're up 108 at the moment. Crude oil went from, about a buck and a half lower to 60 cents lower now. We broke more than $2 off the highs. Bonds are down a full point near the contract low. Gold's down 32 bucks an ounce, so obviously a pretty good shellacking here in most of the markets, and that brought the grains down. There's more talk out of Russia about the agreement. I think the Russians are just using this as a matter to sell more wheat, frankly. Crop progress showed corn and beans down 1 percentage point. The rest of the number is pretty much in line. I really don't see any major problems. I think the big number on the beans was the fact that they cut acres. That was a bit of a surprise, and obviously the yields were a little bit lower than expected. So that gave us a carry out of 200 million. Now the question is, where are we going to sell the beans anyway? Yeah, there'll be strong domestic demand for the beans, but it looks like China's bought as much as 22 cargoes of Argentinian beans, as the Argentinian farmers are just selling huge amounts of beans into the market with this peso readjustment for Argentinian farmers. So they've got another place that they can buy beans other than the U.S. They're buying beans from Brazil. They're buying beans from Argentina. So I just don't know that the carryout's going to stay at 200. My guess is they're going to have to make some adjustments over time and add in some for a lack of exports out here. But in the meantime, is the market bad enough that the stock market and the dollar to push the grains much lower here today? With the carryouts as tight as they are, I don't know. We'll have to see. We had good closes yesterday in the beans. It's a little bit of a surprise that they backed off the highs as much as they did, but that's what the CPI did out here. Now the crude oil's managed to rally about a buck off the lows here, so maybe it won't be too bad out here. But overall, until we see, the numbers change, which won't be until next month, we're apt to have people looking to buy breaks out here. I think we've got to also keep in mind that if they raise interest rates another 0.75 point at the next Fed meeting, that's not going to play well on the stock market. I don't think it'll play well with the dollar, meaning that the dollar will move higher and the Dow will move lower. And that may lead to more talk of recession out here, which may not be good for the grains. So there's a lot of moving parts into this market, but I would say the pros right now want to buy the breaks, particularly in the bean market. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.